So I almost didn't blog this because the ad is apparently 4 months old now, but having only just seen the St John's Ambulance DRTV offering Helpless, holding some reservations about it, I decided to go ahead. If you haven't seen it yet, Helpless begins with some well-trodden, emotionally difficult scenes, whereby our protagonist gets a diagnosis of cancer. So far, so Cancer Research UK, I'm thinking. He breaks the news to his wife and children, and we see him during his treatment, becoming ill, shaven-headed and weak. We're shown the strange and surreal monotony of chemotherapy sessions, the physical sickness, the quiet reflection of mortality. For any of us who've experienced cancer through our family and friends, this is familiar, unpleasant territory. However, we're buoyed by the success of the treatment. Our man's health improves and we see him exercising his way to former strength. Now, I expected to see a Cancer Research UK logo to appear at this point or another big budget cancer charity's details to fill the screen. But wait, our man is now choking on a burger at a celebratory barbecue and, oh, he's dead because no one at the party, and here's the cruel twist, is versed in the Heimlich manoeuvre. The details of St John's Ambulance emerge, and with the ad copy proclaiming first aid could prevent 140,000 deaths each year. In the UK, it's not clear. And that same number, poetically, die of cancer each year. So my issue. I'm clearly supposed to be a member of the demographic shocked into giving by this advert. But instead, I found the advert kind of cheap. Harnessing one genre to evoke the feelings and emotions of another is used all the time in commercials. It's integral to storytelling. It's shorthand to audience recognition. But I'd suggest that St John's Ambulance knew what they were doing here, and they were kind of being cynical when grabbing the eyeballs of those of us weakened by experiencing our loved one's cancer. I almost expected a sardonic Chris Morris or Charlie Brooker to come in playing a slide trombone when the killer, pun intended, punchline hits us. He survived cancer, folks, but he choked on a burger. Dems de breaks. The debate continues whether shock is more effective in opening the wallets and shaking out the purses than, for example, humour or optimism in charity adverts. The British Heart Foundation recently got us talking and donating with their hard and fast ads with Vinnie Jones, and Sight Savers nicely lampoons the feel bad for charity approaches in a skit with James Corden. It's possible to subvert without cruelty, is my point. Working at a charity, WinzKids, which doesn't compromise on its message to be can-do and positive and optimistic, I balk a little at the manipulation involved in eliciting shame and guilt and shock in non-profit ads. But that's just me, and I work in the sector. So have you seen the St John's Ambulance ad? I mean, what do you think? If it makes you want to learn first aid, that's great. And if you donated, good for you. But for what reasons did you give? I'll take a bet it wasn't because of the cancer backstory in the ad. But was that what drew your eye? I'm 100% for creativity, innovation and strong storytelling in charity marketing and fundraising. What I have less of an appetite for is creative, which borrows the symbols, strengths and iconography of another highly emotive subject like cancer in order to ride that conceit to a cynical punchline coda. I don't feel empowered, I feel depressed.